meet his friends. This year should be a special schus for Amina Rosh Yichyu, schus Moshe Rabbeinu Peshetina, Brian Sel ben Rosh Mordechai, Rosh Gabriel ben Yehudis, Rachel Vatzlach b'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. We are going to learn about the Torah making peace between heaven and earth, based on the Ori V'Yishi, Shosubi Lui Nishmas, Maris Esther Bas Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Pinchas, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi, Alexander Zusha ben Rabbi Yosef, Maris Chana Bas Yosef, Maris Hata Chana Bas Meir Zev, Vayered Hashem Al Har Sinai, Yisrael Perek Yates, Pasuk Chof, Hashem came down, descended upon Har Sinai. Rashi explains, Yochel Yorad Alav Mamish, Talmud Lomar Ki Min Hashemayim Dibarti Imochem, Malamet Shehirchen Shemayim Helionim V'Tachtonim, Yuhitzion Al Gabei Hahar Kimatsa Al Hamita. So, I might think that Hashem Mamish descended upon Har Sinai, as it says, Ki Min Hashemayim Dibarti, as the Pasuk, Ki Min Hashemayim Dibarti Imochem, and I spoke to you from heaven, which teaches us that He lowered the higher heavens and the lower heavens, and He placed them on the har like sheets on a bed. So it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamash Yarad Alav, but rather He lowered the heavens and brought them down, and they were on top of Har Sinai Kematza Al Hamita, like bed coverings on a bed. So that's the tsura, that's the form in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. What's the depth of that? So the Torah is Shalom HaOlam. Therefore we find Torah and Shalom are connected to each other. It says the Gabei Schara Torah, Gadol HaShalom Shenitan Lo Avei Torah, Shenemar Shalom Rav Lo Avei Sarasecha, Gadol HaShalom Shenitan Lo Amdei Torah, Shenemar Ruchol Benayich Lemudei Hashem Rav Shalom Benayich. Torah, Shalom is great, it is given to those who love Torah. As it says, great peace to those who love your Torah. Great is peace that it was given not only to Ohavei Torah, but to those who learn Torah. As it says, and all of your sons are knowledgeable about Hashem, and they have a lot of peace. The Gemara, so you see that they're Lemudei Hashem, they're Lomdei Torah, and they also have a lot of peace. So you see, Shalom Rav Lovei Sarasecha, they have a lot of peace when they love your Torah. So a Torah, loving and learning, comes with peace. And the Gemara concludes this pasuk with the Sechas Brachas. Concludes Sechas Brachas with this pasuk. Lechamar b'shalom ba'olam, shenamar b'chol b'nayich l'mudei Hashem, rav shalom b'nayich, atikri b'nayich elo b'nayich. And it emerges, therefore, that Talmid Chachamim are mar b'shalom ba'olam. They increase peace in the world. Their schar, their reward is peace, and that's because the Torah is a chefza of peace. The Torah is an object, kiviyachol, of peace, and that's how the Rambam concludes his famous Hilchos Chanukah. Gadol HaShalom, Shekol HaTorah Nitna Latzah Shalom Ba'olam. Great is peace, because the whole Torah was given to make peace in the world. All we are saying, as the refrain went back in the 80s, is give peace a chance. So that's the inyan of the Torah, kiviyachol, that the Torah is here. Shekol haTorah nitna lasu shalom ba'olam, shenemar derachea darchei noam, v'chol nesivoseh ha'shalom. Its ways are ways of pleasantness, and all of its pathways are peace. And it would appear that that's why b'matan Torah we find the inyan of shalom, as it says v'yichan sham Yisrael. Rashi says ki ish echad b'leiv echad, with unity. But the other chanayos were b'tarromes, ovemachlokes. The other campings were with complaints and with quarrels. We also find shalom in Matan Torah in the Gemara in Zvachim, Shinit Torah b'olam, Shinit Yisrael. This is page 116a. When the Torah was given to the Jewish people, the sound of the Torah went from the beginning of the world to the end, and all of the Malchei Akum, Achastan Ra'ada, all of the Geisha kings were shaken, and they came to Bilam, and they said, maybe there's a Mabul, and he said, no, Hashem's not bringing a Mabul. He has this beautiful treasure in his storehouse, and he wants to give it to his children. Hashem oz lamo yitain, and everybody opened up and said, Hashem yivarech es amo bashalom. In other words, Torah caused a shaking, and everybody thought that the world was going to be destroyed. And the reason they had this idea was because at Matan Torah, the Or Ein Sof came to the world, and how can you be makabel with the limited kelim that we have, the infinite light? So that's like a mabul when it's just too much. We like water, but a mabul is an excessive amount of water. So avada, we love light, but if you have excessive light, it's a mabul. And that was their pachad. And the pella was that there was no destruction because Torah is coming to make peace, and therefore there's going to be no destruction. From this Gemara, one could think that shalom is only b'prinas sur meira, that there shouldn't be a churban in the world. But really, the idea of shalom is the building of the world. And the Gemara at the end of the brach says, "Tamidicha marim shalom ba'olam." Shenamar b'chol b'naich lumudi Hashem rab shalom b'naich. The Gemara writes, "Fishal idea klalos v'abeim marve shalom ba'olam shehi hanukva." In other words, shalom is shayach to the mid of yisod. So is mashma Shabbos kufnin beis amir aleph. Rashi says meisim shalom beveso, that the mid of yisod brings peace to the home. Tamid chachamim are lemudei Hashem. What's the Lamude Hashem? That's Bechinas Netzach in Hod. That's the Beim that are Mevashel the Zera. And therefore, they are Marbe Shalom. Because the Midah of Yesod is the Midah of Yesod connects to Shalom. And that's what it says in the Gra. That idea close for Abayim Arba Shalom Ba'olam Shehuan Nukva. So that's what makes peace with the world. The world's Bechinas Nukva, female, and through Talmidei Chachamim, in some Kabbalistic way, there is peace that is brought to the world because these Talmidei Chachamim are, as the Gra says, the Bayim. They're Mevashel the Zera, and that brings to the meat of Yesod of connection to the Nukva, which is the world, and there's peace between the Duchra, the male, and the female, and therefore Tamid Chachamim are Marbe Shalom Ve'olam. And the explanation is that the meat of Yesod creates a peace in the world, in the Zivug that it makes between Shemayim and Aretz. Shemayim is the Mashpia, and Aretz is the Mekabel, as we see in Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parashas Bechukosai, which is like the Grav. V'nasati shalom ba'aretz yavtiach ha'kosav yishan yisod olam mechuber ba'aretz shebebreishis lefi shashefa ba'al yisod me'anetzach ve'ahod shem l'mudi Hashem ve'ma mashpiyim ba ha'kenam razal t'minucham marim shalom ba'olam v'ochich hazeh mashkas v'chol b'naich l'mudi Hashem v'rav shalom b'naich. So he writes, and I will give peace in the earth. That's a pasuk in Parashas Bechukosai. The pasuk is promising that there will be a foundation of the world connected to the earth of Bereishis, because the bounty comes to the Yesod from Netzach and Hod. Netzach and Hod, as we mentioned before, are the Limudei Hashem, those who learn the word of Hashem, and they are Mashpia. They are the ones who give the bounty, and therefore Chazal say, "Tamenucham Ram Shalom Ba'olam," and they prove it. V'chol b'naich l'mudei Hashem, v'rav shalom b'naich. All your children know Hashem. And they make a lot of peace. And the explanation is that one of the tseirufim of Bereishis, one of the ways of reorganizing, recomposing the word Bereishis, is Bris Eish. Bereishis. It was Bris Eish, a covenant of fire. Eish is Rosh Tevas, Eretz Shemaim. And the explanation is that the Tachlis Habri of Bereishis is to create a chibur of Bris, like the Bris of Nisuin, like the covenant of marriage between the heaven, the heavens, and the earth. And the connection is done through Torah, which unites heaven and earth. Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Dalet, Osir Aleph, L'Kasher, L'Yachid, L'Hashlem Yonam Tachtonim, to connect, to unite, to forge a unity between the upper worlds and the lower worlds, etc., etc. Kol osek b'tara l'shma ki lo aser shalom v'maya shalmat maya shalmat. You're making peace between the upper worlds and the lower worlds when you learn Torah. How awesome is that? V'achibur aladei Torah shem achedes osam kutche bricho rice of Yisrael chad, and all of our avodas Hashem is to be mechaber eretz v'shamayim b'miuchad aladei haTorah. And therefore the bris eretz v'shamayim, which is the bereshis of the bria. Again, bereshis is bris eish, a covenant of fire, and the covenant is eish eretz shamayim, making a connection between heaven and earth. And this is fulfilled by learning the holy Torah, and that's what it means. It says in the pasuk, "Lo brisi yom v'layel chukas shamayim baras lo samti." If not for the Torah, there'd be no heaven and earth, because we need Torah to connect heaven and earth. If not for the Torah, there would be none, because the ultimate tachlis is to connect them. If they couldn't be connected, there wouldn't be heaven and earth. So the Talmid Chachamim Amar Mishalom Ba'olam, because in their Torah, it's not that Talmid Chachamim don't fight. Unfortunately, we've had that once or twice in history, that we've had quarrels with Talmid Chachamim. But they, through their Torah, what Chazal means is through their Torah, they make this mystical unification of the heavens and the earth. And with this we can explain what it says in Parashas B'chukosai. In B'chukosai teilecho v'nasati gishmeichem b'itam, Rashi says, if you're omel b'torah al-manas lishmar makayim, if you get rain, if you toil in Torah, then you're going to get gishamim b'itam in the right time, which is Friday night. We know what he goes out anyway. He's sitting at home, it's gishmak, it's raining outside, it's nice, cozy. You enjoy the rain, it helps your crops, and you also get to sit in your cozy house. So that's if you learn Torah, if you're omel b'torah. And that's why Amel B'Torah, Amelus, is expressed in Geshem, in rain. That if we toil in Torah, then we're going to get rain. Incidentally, the Maseches Brachos, Rav Shapir Zatzal said, the Maseches Brachos finishes with Talmid Chacham Maram Shalom Ba'olam, because all Inyan of Maseches is Tefillah. And Amida B'Tefillah Lifnei HaBorei is the Mida of Shalom. You're Mashlim the Bria, it's lacking. And now you're Mashlim, you're completing it, you're making Shalom, Shleimus, perfection, completion, through your Tefillah. Also, in the Maseches, we talk about a lot about Brachos, it's called Brachos. So brachas milashon havracha. Havracha is grafting. That's what we're doing, grafting heaven and earth together. Kolpanim, why is the blessing for limud haTorah, amel haTorah, geshem? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was lush, he needed, with a K, the afar of Adam HaRishon, right? It says that he took the offer and he made Adam HaRishon from Afar Oretz. It wasn't from Stam Mayim, but it was from Geshem. It was from rain, because Geshem connects heaven and earth, and the essence of man is connecting heaven and earth, like the famous Maharal. That's why man stands upright as opposed to animals, connecting heaven and earth. Neshama Melyonim, Neshama from the upper worlds, Guf Me'aretz, and that's why he's needed with rainwater, because rain is a connection between heaven and earth. So here also, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, if we're Osek B'Torah, which is Mechaber Shemayim V'aretz, then we're going to get Geshem, which is Mechaber Shemayim V'aretz. That's the Zivug. So it emerges that Torah is Shalom Ba'olam, because it's Mechaber Shemayim V'aretz, like a Zivug Shalom Bayis. And this Bechina of Shalom is not just merely a lack of fighting when you have peace in the Middle East. It's not real peace. It just means that we're not shooting at each other. We're sending missiles. But peace, the real peace, is Shleimus. Shekol echad mehem hu chaser b'li ha'sheni ve'em etztarfim zeh lazeh u'mashlimim zeh et zeh l'shlemut achat. In the Zivug, true Shalom bias is that they complement each other. With an I, but primarily with an E. That they perfect each other, they complete each other. Kol Adshein Lovishayinu Adam, Zachar Nekeva Baram, the Gemara says. Man is only complete when he has an Akeva. They become Basarecha, they Gemta Mashlemus Adam, so too. Shemayim V'aretz are Chaser, and they're Mashlem when they're mischaber al yidei Torah. So it appeared that Maisa Bereshis was only finished at Matan Torah. Because you're right, there was already Shemayim V'aretz, but they didn't connect yet. And now they can connect Yom HaShishi. Why Yom HaShishi? Because the whole Maisa Bereshis was contingent, says Rashi, on the fact they were Makabel Torah in the 6th of Sivan. And it says in Rashi, V'nechshav kilu nivra olam ata, like the world was created now. That's the Chalos HaBriya. That's the Bereshis, the Brish Eish, the covenant of heaven and earth. Maral, Nesiva Shalom. Gadol HaShalom Shenitin Lovei HaTorah. V'chein Lom Dei Torah, Ki HaTorah Ba'atzim Nesiva Se HaShalom. V'chein Roi HaShalom Lovei HaTorah, Lom Dei HaTorah, B'nei Shem Lom Dei HaTorah, Shere HaTorah Mashalom Es HaKol. V'lakach Roi Lehem HaShalom, Sheshalom U'mashlim HaKol. Gadol HaShalom Shafil Dara El Yonim Tzrichim Shalom. Shalom perfects everything. Hashem Yisbarach Ma'achet HaKol B'Shalom Mischav Miskashna Hashem Yisbarach Shu Echot. God is one, and the purpose of creation is to make one. So when we bring everything together, we create this unity. That is what connects us to Hashem, connects the world to Hashem. And that's the Mashmos that Geshem fell at Mamad Har Sinai. The Chazal learned from the Pasuk of Geshem Nedavos Tanif Elokim Horital Shasilachios Bomesim Vechiosim Shenemar Negeshim Nedavos. Tosefta says in Erchin that it says there in the Gemara that God brought down dew with which there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. Brought them back to life. Tosefta in Erchin says Yisrael Omdim Fnei Arsina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Marbis Aleim Tolom V'Gishamim Rebbeinu B'chai V'Ktzaz Gishamim. And Parshas Yisro, Yotas Tezayin. V'ushakasu v'eretz rasha gam shemayim natfu gam avin natfu mayim. Now this is, when was Torah given? Torah was given in Sivan. Sivan's like May, June. When on earth do we have rain in May, June? That's not rainy season. The answer is, this is a special Geshem for Mamad Har Sinai. Because once you're having the Torah, there also has to be Geshem. That's the chibur of Shemayim V'aretz. And then after the Torah was given, we do Torah and mitzvahs, we keep Torah and mitzvahs, and that connects the heavens and the earth. And like the Tikkun Ezra says, brought by the Netanya, that the only way our Torah can go up is if we have wings of Av and Yira. So we have to have wings, otherwise the mitzvah stay down here. And our job when we learn Torah and do mitzvahs is to connect Shemayim V'aretz. Gemara says that Avodas Hashem has to be Lishma. Says Imsachim Rav Rami. Says Ki Gadol At Shemayim Chazdecha. And then another pasuk told me Al Shemayim Chazdecha. So God's Chesed says until Shemayim. God's Chesed is above Shemayim. Which one is it? Says the Gemara. If you do Lishma, it's Me'al Shemayim. If you do Shelo Lishma, it's just Ad Shemayim. Our job is to get us Me'al Shemayim, the highest we can possibly go. To bring that down to earth. The famous Bach, that's so important to know. He says that Menira de Kavanasi is Baruch Mealam Haisa Shania Oskin Betorah, Gadesha Tisatzim, the Shmasenu, Batsmus, Veruchnias, Vekadushas, Mokor Motzah Torah. We're supposed to learn in order that our souls should have a unity and a oneness and spirituality together with the source of the giving of the Torah, in order that our souls and our bodies should be connected with Ramach and Shasa, 248 Aseh, 365 Los Aseh. And if we learn Torah with that Kavana to connect to God, we become a Merkava L'Shechina, a Heichel for Hashem's Shechina. Beautiful Lashon of the Bach, it's Kedai to see it inside, Simen Mem Zayin. But when they didn't learn Torah for the right reasons, for God, they only learned it for more earthly reasons, not to connect to the Shechina, they lost it. Shechina left, and that's what caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because again, Torah is supposed to connect Eretz and Shemayim. Chazal write that there are many connections between Moshe Rabbeinu and Eliyahu HaNavi. And Yaakov Shimoni. Moshe and Eliyahu are similar. And one of them is that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the Jewish people for Har Sinai and Eliyahu HaNavi to Har HaKarmel. So according to this, we have to understand that by the Eish, it was the opposite. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that the Vahar Borah Be'esh Ad Lev HaShemayim, it was burning with fire until the heart of the heavens. By Eliyahu HaNavi at Har HaKarmel, the fire came down. So why, if it's parallel, Moshe and Elio, so why at Har HaKarmel did Elio bring the Eish down, whereas at Har Sinai went up? But based on what we said, there's Eish. What's Eish? Eish is Eretz, Torah's Bris Eish, Bracious. Eretz V'Shamayim, the connection between heaven and earth. Mamad Har Sinai went in two directions. The Eish expressed the connection from above to from below to above. The Jewish people preparing themselves for Matan Torah, and then the rain came down. That's the connection from above to below. Hashpah Torah, the revelation of the Shechina. Eliyahu Har Karmel, there was no Isarusa Dilatata. It was all from heaven, and therefore, because we were in a very low state of serving idols and abandoning God's covenant. He azvu brischa b'nei Yisrael ve'evasar no ani levadi, said Elijah in Melachim Aleph Yates Yud. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashpia neis b'sarusa d'le'ela, and therefore the expression was just in the fire that came down, but nothing from down to below, just from above to below, but not from below to above. And with this we can explain Isaac Chover, who says there's a parallel between Matan Torah and Ma'aseh Bereishis. Both of them, there's a pasuk that opens up, Reishis Bara Vaydaber Elokim, and there are 28 osios. Why 28? Koach Ma'aseh Higid Lamo, Koach, the power of his deeds he told his nation. What's Koach? Gematria 28, because the Koach of osios, the 28 letters Koach, is two hands, Yad Yad. Yad is Gematria 14. It says in Ksubas 5a that by Maisa Shemaimar it says Af Yadi Yastaritz Vimini Tipcha Shemaim by Mikchas Mikshem Kononu Yadecha, which means that in one pasuk we see that one hand God created earth, the other hand God created heaven with his right hand. But the Beis HaMikdash, so right hand is heavens, and the left hand of God Kiviyachal is the earth. By the Beis HaMikdash it's with two hands, Mikshem Kononu Yadecha, because the Beis HaMikdash is the place of connection between those two hands with which heaven and earth were created. Because the Beis HaMikdash is the place, as Chazar tells us, where heaven and earth kiss, where there's a unity, there's a zivug, like the Nesham and the Guf. And therefore the Torah is Meramis with 28 letters. That's the Chibur of the Shtei Yadayim, that's the Yad Yad. Koach Masiv Higid Le'amo. So that's why you have this parallel. In the opening pasuk to the Bria Sa'olam, the opening pasuk to the Matan Torah, you have 28 letters. B'chinas Koach. That's the Yad Yad. The earth was created with two Yads. And then the Torah connects those two Yads together. The Beis HaMikdash connects those two Yads together. Now we get Rashi. But Yered Hashem al Har Sinai, that he was Marichin, he brought down the upper worlds to the lower worlds, and he put them on the mountain like sheets on a bed. Because the Torah was given with Chibur. That's what the idea of Matan Torah is, that's what we've been discussing. And what's this mashal of like sheets on a bed, Matzah al Amita? That's a remez to zivug, because that's really what the Matan Torah is. Yishakenu minashikos piyu. Rashi says that's Mamad Har Sinai. That's the intimate relationship kiviyachol, in a ruchni way, between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So advarim hayu nizgavim me'od, and b'etzos Hashem darkeinu, we will hopefully continue, and we will see more and more neflos mitaras Hashem. And I thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom.